came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold, to touch their harps of gold.
Almighty Father in heaven, we come to you today, thanking you for the season that we celebrate. We thank you for the Christmas holiday and the fact that we are able to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We know that there are many places in the world, Father, where that's not possible, and we don't take that for granted. We thank you for our country and for the United States of America and what it was founded upon, the principles and the teachings of you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the country that we have grown up in to be free. And Father, we pray that those freedoms will never be taken for granted either, that you would help us to understand that the freedom we have has been paid for with a price. Jesus paid for them at the cross, and men and women throughout our history have paid for them with their life, with their blood, their sweat, and their tears. Father, those who served and didn't pay the ultimate sacrifice, Father, we just know that they were there standing in our place, defending our freedoms, and we're thankful for that. We pray that you will bless this country in a mighty way, Father. Bless our leaders, our president and vice president, the leaders in Congress, each member of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. Father, be with the cabinet members and their staffs as well. And Father, we just ask that you would help us to have good Christian men and women making godly decisions as they lead our country. Father, forgive us for when we failed as a nation. There are many things that we do and continue to do that we know are not what you would have us to do. We've lost favor in your eyes for many things. And Father, we ask your forgiveness for that. We pray just now for those who have lost loved ones this year. We know, Father, that it's a difficult time. We know that, as in my case here, Father, that I've done funerals for 3 different families here in the last 2 weeks. And we know they miss their loved ones, but not just the most recent ones. All of those who struggle with grief here at Christmas time, we just ask that you would strengthen them, be compassionate to them, to love them, and to help them know that they're loved, Father. We pray for the victims of the tsunami in Indonesia just a couple of days ago. We pray for the victims' families. And Father, the death toll continues to rise as they find more people who were unaccounted for. Bless their families. Help those who have been injured. Hundreds and hundreds of those, Father. We just ask you that you would help our country and really around the world, Father, as it is a divided nation and there's divisions so many places in this world. We know, Father, that we're not going to all agree on everything, but Father, our divisions right now are so strong, so deep. And we just ask you, knowing that you are our only hope for that. In the hands of man, the divisions remain. Father, I pray for those who are listening to this podcast this evening, those who may not know your Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I pray, Father, that if they don't, that they would know that today is the day. This is the day, Father, that you've made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We know that when every person gives their life, each and every person that does, the angels in heaven rejoice. And we just pray for that rejoicing for those who are listening that don't know you, Father. Thank you again for what you allow us to do. Thank you for this podcast and you providing for us, Father, and being able to keep this running for 10 years. We thank you, Father, for all things. But most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus, who is the real reason for this season. Help us to continue to always do the right thing. Amen.
This is the story of the Savior that I love and how he came to be my. There was a brilliant light, and then the angel choir sings. promised one. This is the only Son. He comes to earth to bring you peace. And they say hallelujah, hallelujah. Then all the shepherd men ran straight to Bethlehem to see the baby where he lay. See Mary, Joseph there, surrounding the manger, the child nestled in the hay. They knew this was the one. They started praising God, and Mary treasured all these things, and she said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And she said, then to Jerusalem, where they presented him at the temple of the Lord. They met a righteous man who took Jesus in his hands, filled with the Spirit, spoke these words. Now I depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the world. And he said, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he has saved me too, so what else can I do but praise him for his love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
The birth of Jesus, Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that had taken place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name of the angel had given him before he was conceived. A Christmas Miracle. A Christmas Miracle tells the story of a mother's desperate prayer and a Christmas miracle for her little boy. It was 6 months ago and a day when her husband passed away. The doctor said there's no more to do, so she quit her job to help him through. The child was sleeping when his father died to tell her son, oh, how she tried. The little boy cried that night, full of fear, full of fright. And on that night, she lost her faith, never to believe in the pearly gate. She made a vow to never pray. It meant nothing now, anyway. At the funeral, he could only stare, wishing that his dad was there. Tears were filling people's eyes, saddened by the young boy's cries. As the months went by, things got rough. She went back to work, but it wasn't enough. With no food, no money, and bills to pay, she just couldn't bring herself to pray. Let me read that again. She just couldn't bring herself to pray. Before she knew it, it was Christmas time, and she wasn't able to save a dime. She felt so bad that she had no tree for all her son's friends to see. On Christmas Eve, they slept together. She promised her son she'd be there forever. He asked her if Santa was coming tonight. She whispered no, with tears in sight. Her son would sulk. It wasn't fair. She hated to see him in despair. She wanted to give her son some joy. Oh, how she wished she had a toy. Then the mother got to her knees to pray, asking the Lord to hear her say. She asked for help to return a smile to the face of her little child. On Christmas morning, the boy was screaming. She saw his eyes were wide and gleaming. At the door were games, toys, and even a bike, and a card that said, "For the Tyke." With a great big smile and eyes so bright, he kissed his mom as he held her tight. She learned that a charity heard of her plight and frantically scrambled through the night. Then again, the mother got to her knees to pray, thanking the Lord for hearing her say. She thanked the Lord for returning a smile to the face of her little child. That poem is written by Paul R. McPherson. Thank you.
We'll have a cowboy Christmas this year. A cowboy Christmas full of cowboy cheer. I'll hitch old Duke up to the sleigh, and we'll yell up a band away for a cowboy Christmas this year. We'll deck the stalls with holly and mistletoe, the barn walls with old rusty spurs and let it go. If we can't find a tree to decorate, then I'll lasso a bale of hay for a cowboy Christmas this year. We'll have a cowboy Christmas this year. A cowboy Christmas full of cowboy cheer. I'll hitch old Duke up to the sleigh, and we'll yell up a band away for a cowboy Christmas this year. With Silent Night and Jingle Bells on the radio, we'll snuggle up in my old truck when it starts to snow. I'll bake the bonfire back to keep the lights down low, and for a cowboy Christmas this year, we'll have a cowboy Christmas this year. Hey, cowboy Christmas full of cowboy cheer. Even your little mare and my old stud will prance around out in the mud for a cowboy Christmas this year. We won't forget the reason we celebrate. We'll get down on our knees before we hit the hay, and thank God for the blessings that we see every day, and for a cowboy Christmas this year. For a cowboy Christmas this year.
I think it's only appropriate that we finish this special Christmas program with probably the most famous Christmas song of our generation, Mary Did You Know. But before we do that, we just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a part of this show. We hope and we pray that we are a blessing to you, at the same time knowing what a blessing you are to us. Thank you for all that you do, all the support that you give. Thank you for being there, for listening, for sharing. We've got lots of exciting things to talk about for 2019. But for today, I want you to listen to this song, Mary Did You Know, and understand the real reason that we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord. God bless you, folks, and go out and do the right thing.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the greatest.